I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lately Radio Sports page, another segment of Where Are They Now? And not a too long graduated former Knoxville athlete, Evan Smith, former golf standout and now playing for Northwestern College. Evan, good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Well, you've had quite the spring. First of all, you had quite the off season with a pretty major surgery. I guess let's back up to there. During the winter, ran into your dad and said, "Yeah, Evan's going in for surgery." And I thought, "Oh wow, what's that going to do to his season?" He says, "Should be ready by the season." But that was pretty significant surgery for you.
Yeah, it took me out a lot longer than I was hoping. I wasn't able to golf from about October to right couple weeks before our first meet, so it was definitely a different approach on the off season, not how I expected to spend it, especially first year at school. But kind of just kept the head down and counted down the days till we started and took off from there.
What exactly was the procedure? Was it something that had been nagging you for a while?
Yeah, so right after our fall season, I had kind of noticed I had two of my fingers in my hand were a little numb, so I went and got it checked it out, and they said it had some nerve issue in my elbow, so we went and got that squared away, talked to a surgeon. They said that we'd try to get me in for surgery as quick as possible, and that's what they did, and we're able to get it off and going pretty quickly.
What was the rehab process like? I'm sure a lot of painful days in the rehab area.
Yeah, so right after surgery, I was in a sling and arm cast for 2 weeks, and then got that off. And then it was, I had to take about two more weeks of just doing nothing with it and not even picking up anything like a milk gallon. So, and then after that, it was kind of just a bunch of strength stuff. I had a really nice guy from Cedar Rapids that I'd actually met through golf that helped me through the rehab, and was able to get back after 6 weeks swinging a club. So
let's kind of talk about that first time you started swinging. I'm sure a little catching up to do with everybody. What was that like, kind of getting back into that and thinking, okay, I'm a little behind some of these guys with all this?
Yeah, I had seen a lot of my teammates go to that first meet very well prepared, and I'm sitting there and I'd played outside maybe like two or three times beforehand, and I'm like, I got a long ways to go. So it was just a lot of, staying patient, which it's really hard to do, especially when you're struggling in something that you've never really struggled deeply in before. So it was kind of just, like I said earlier, keeping the head down, knowing that there's going to be brighter times ahead, and just staying on that path to basically being 100% again.
Talking to former Knoxville boys golf standout Evan Smith, now at Northwestern College on the men's golf team. And, boy, the season really picked up for you. It really got pretty good. You won your first meet, and then you helped the Raiders win the GPAC championship. Let's talk about that. That whole process, what was that like for you to, come in as a freshman and contribute as well as you did? And you got some weekly awards during that time as well, I think.
Yeah, like I had said, it had been a long spring, and I was just off of back-to-back weeks of qualifiers to even get myself in the lineup, and fortunately I had won my most important one of the year to get me in the lineup before our home invite, and I went out there and played some pretty good golf, was able to take home my first win, and then the week following was the week that we had circled on the calendar from day one. It was the conference championship, and it was going to be a close one between us and Hastings, and the boys got it done. We kind of went out and did our thing. We finally all clicked on that third day. We were able to shoot a very, very low score, and I think we ended up winning by about 36 shots. So it was from how rough the beginning of the year started to how the ending year's finished is excited, but we're ready for that national tournament, so.
Well, let's kind of talk about what continue to talk about your year a little bit. You had a lot of success in high school, and won some championships, made state, runner up 1 year. Did your success in high school kind of help you figure out things when you got to college? And how did that all relate?
Yeah, like always growing up, I was always individual, so that high school atmosphere brought that team aspect to it, and I was very fortunate to, as you said, have a team that went to state all 4 years, and we had a very good golf team, so I always knew what it was like to have teammates to rely on. And I will say it's weird going from feeling like you're one of the better golfers on your team and in the state to just being almost feeling like another guy at times on your team, because we just have a very skilled team and also very young as well. So we're excited for that. But it definitely helps to, you know, be able to, like, especially the conference tournament and like going through sectionals and districts, to feel that pressure where like all we're doing is playing for one more week. That was kind of what we talked about. So that, I think the pressure situation definitely helped there with
the... And you've got a former teammate and now your buddy Carson Udermarked up there, who's been mainly JV, but he's kind of tagged along because he's kind of found a niche of photography up there. But what's that like, having someone you know and kind of grew up with playing here in Knoxville up there to maybe kind of, you know, vent to or talk about the game or talk about whatever you need to?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, Orange City is 4 hours away, so it's not like a home visit is very common. But to have somebody from home up there that also has a very similar interest that I do is awesome. I've been able to watch him improve a lot over the year, and I'm excited for him to help us out in the years to come. So, but yeah, he was able to travel to our GPAC conference tournament with us and take some pictures for us, and he's pretty good at what he does. So he gets us some good pictures and videos that we were able to use. So
Nationals coming up, and as we're sitting here, it's near the end of May, which gives you a lot of time to prepare and maybe a little time to kind of get away and kind of regroup on the mental side of things. What are you doing now in between the GPAC tournament and Nationals besides, you know, maybe playing a few rounds here and there?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it is, like I said, our motto is just play for one more week. We have a senior that's been a huge part of this program the last 4 years, and he was able to help us make it back to the national tournament, so we'll send him out the right way. So it's just going to be a lot of, you know, look at that mark on the calendar, waiting for that day to come around, but just staying consistent with our practice. And we have another week of classes, and then we have finals, and then we'll be back home. So we'll be doing our own practicing from home, but we'll be talking to Coach frequently, I assume, and be able to get ourselves prepped and ready for what Nationals got prepared for us. So,
what are you expecting at Nationals, and where is it too?
It's at TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. So it's actually a golf course that we were able to get to in the fall for a national preview. So a lot of us have seen that golf course quite a bit. So we're kind of excited for that part there. And then Nationals is a 72-hole tournament spread over 4 days, and there's a cut after 36. So basically that main goal going in is play well enough to make that cut, and then hopefully that puts us in a good spot to be able to contend for, you know, a top 10 or even better if that's what it entails. So.
And I'm sure you've stayed in contact with your dad about the golf team here in Knoxville.
Yep, quite a bit.
What do you think? I mean, I'm not asking you to break it down, but sounds like they're off to a nice start so far.
Yeah, it's tough. Golf is not easy, and in the spring it's also even tougher. And I know they've struggled a little bit this year, but they've had some good scores that I'm sure, you know, everybody's had a score they've probably been pretty proud of this year. So, yeah, it's been fun to follow them, and hopefully they can keep it going and get it rolling here soon and have some momentum going into postseason.
All right. Evan, good to see you, and best of luck at Nationals when they come up later in May.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Evan Smith, former Knoxville boys golf standout, now playing at Northwestern College. They're headed to Nationals over in Silvis, Illinois later on in May. More of today's Lely Radio Sports Page is next on KNIA KRLS.